91X News.
It's 25 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Evan McClelland. A 43-year-old Quinty West man has been charged after a fatal collision on the 401 earlier this month. The accident involving a sedan and an SUV on the 401 westbound west of Wallbridge Loyalist Road took the life of a 70-year-old woman from Quebec. The driver and front passenger of the sedan were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The man charged will appear at the Ontario Court of Justice in Belleville on November 9th. A 20-year-old Coburg man has been charged with assault, forcible confinement, and failure to comply with his probation. The arrest is being referred to as high risk and was executed by the Coburg police with the help of the OPP just before midnight on Tuesday in the east end of Coburg. A 56-year-old man from Quinty West faces charges after a strange event at a downtown Belleville store last Friday. Police say the man entered a business and pointed what turned out to be a fake gun at an employee. Police say he then asked the woman to take off her clothes. She walked away and got a manager who told the man to leave. He left without incident, and Belleville police were notified the following day. He has been charged with carrying a weapon for a dangerous purpose and using an imitation firearm while attempting to commit an offense. The controversy around the Ontario government's proposed raise of minimum wage to $15 continues. A TD Bank report says that the raise will cost the province's economy 90,000 jobs by 2020. The report does note that the societal benefits could outweigh the cost, but it is concerned with the rapid speed of the implementation. It suggests instead to have different minimum wages for different cities in the province and increase the phase-in period to 4 years from the original two. Premier Kathleen Wynne said yesterday that she has not read the TD report, but economists have not completely agreed on the impact of the proposed policy change. Legislation requiring public disclosure of payments that pharmaceutical and medical device companies make to doctors will be introduced today. This would make Ontario the first province to have such requirements. Health Minister Eric Hoskins says the legislation is supposed to empower patients and allow them to make informed decisions about their health care by providing them with the necessary tools and information. Patient groups, healthcare providers, and the medical industries themselves were consulted about this. Should the legislation go through, any payments involving speaking engagement fees, paid meals, and travel expenses would need to be disclosed. Furthermore, an online database containing that information would be created. Francophone communities will be receiving investments from the Ontario government into their community groups, municipalities, and nonprofit organizations. The investment programs known as Program Franco is for application-based grants, according to the Francophone Affairs Minister Marie-France Lalonde. The investments into culture and community-based initiatives are intended to encourage more social involvement, learning, innovation, and engagement for Francophones in Ontario. $3 million over 3 years will be invested into Program Franco, and the applicants can apply for maximum grants ranging from $5,000 to $50,000. A trade mission to Ontario was conducted yesterday, where three U.S. governors urged the province to deal with local and state leaders. This comes after what they called U.S. President Donald Trump's continued bluster about NAFTA talks. One U.S. governor says the White House's protectionist rhetoric is only hurting the ongoing renegotiations of the trade agreement. The group was hosted by Premier Kathleen Wynne, who says they discussed the uncertainty surrounding the NAFTA talks taking place in Ottawa. The U.S.'s decision to slap duties of 219% on Bombardier's C-series aircraft after a complaint by Boeing has stirred up some ire. Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard had this to say.
I ask the federal government and Prime Minister Trudeau to keep the hard line, a very hard line with Boeing. Not a bolt, not a part, of course, not a plane from Boeing entering Canada until this conflict is resolved in a satisfactory way. Not a bolt, not a part, not a plane.
He says that while Boeing may have won the battle, Canada will win the war. Puerto Rico is now facing a humanitarian crisis after Hurricane Maria devastated the U.S. territory's power. Only 10% of the island has electricity, and the capital of San Juan remains without it. Eva Pilgrim reports.
The governor told us that getting the supplies where they need to go is a real problem. We've heard a lot of federal officials talk about the logistical nightmare of just getting this stuff to the right places. The governor said he's called all the drivers back to work, but those drivers, they're Puerto Ricans who are themselves dealing with the aftermath of the storm. So they're having to take care of their own homes and their own families.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump, after facing criticism that he failed to quickly understand the magnitude of Maria's destruction, has announced that he will visit the U.S. territory as well as the U.S. Virgin Islands next week. The Ohio family of Otto Wurmbier is speaking out 3 months after their son died following 17 months in North Korean custody. Ryan Burrow reports.
Father Fred Wurmbier telling Fox News, Fox and Friends, when they saw Otto for the first time upon his return in June.
Otto had a shaved head. He had a feeding tube coming out of his nose. He was staring blankly into space, jerking violently. He was blind. He was deaf.
What happened to Otto is still unknown. The Cincinnati Inquirer obtained a coroner's report that indicated only small scars on Wurmbier's body when it arrived. The cause of death, the report noted, was brain damage from lack of oxygen. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Meanwhile, the bill to replace Barack Obama's Affordable Health Care Act will not be voted on this week. Lindsey Graham, the Republican senator who co-signed the bill, had this to say.
The leadership team has done everything we've asked them. We're coming back to this after taxes. We're going to have time to explain our concept. We'll have a better process, and we're going to take this show on the road.
This week's setback brings about the end of the Republican Party's latest push to overturn Obamacare, something they've been promising voters they would do for 7 years. And that's the news, and that's QNET News on 91X to 1207. Sports is next.
I'm Tyler Alsop from Doug's Bicycle, thanking you for our best season ever. And to celebrate, we are bringing our 2018 models and launching our biggest sale of the season while you can still ride. Save 30% on 2016s and 20% on 2017s. What if we don't have your size? What if you want a 2018? Save 10% on all special order and 2018 bikes. That's right, any bike, any year, on sale until September 30th. Read my lips. This is the sale. Come see us on College Street, east of Sydney. Doug's Bicycle, we do bikes, period.
QNET Sports. The NHL preseason action continued last night as Philadelphia beat out the Rangers 4-3 in overtime. Columbus took a 5-2 victory over the St. Louis Blues. Florida beat Tampa Bay 4-2. Dallas came away with a 4-1 victory over the Minnesota Wild. The LA Kings defeated the Los Angeles Golden Knights 3-2 in overtime. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays continued their winning streak by defeating the Boston Red Sox 9-4. The Trenton Golden Hawks scored a 7-4 victory over the Lindsay Muskies last night at the Lindsay Recreation Complex. The top players of the night for the Golden Hawks were Kevin Stiles and Mac Lewis. Head coach Marty Abrams.
Well, I thought Kevin Stiles, you know, he scored a couple of goals, and Mac Lewis as well. I thought they led us offensively, and we had a pretty good offensive output from everybody last night.
When asked about how the Muskies were feeling about after the loss, head coach Dan West responded.
There's lots to be down and out about, but they're very positive. We're getting better every day.
The Trenton Golden Hawks are off the road today and will play a home game Friday against the Coburg Cougars. In other sports news, a U.S. prosecutor says the newly announced college basketball bribery case started with a rogue agent. The scandal involving four U.S. college basketball coaches continues to develop.
Acting U.S. Attorney June Kim says the agent facing charges brought by the Securities and Exchange Commission told investigators bribery is common in college basketball.
He had in the past engaged in this type of conduct and said, I'm aware of people who are willing to do this.
The two-year probe involved wiretapped conversations culminating with the arrests of 10 men, four assistant coaches, including former NBA star Chuck Person, who's at Auburn. Criminal complaints also charge an Adidas executive paid prospects to attend Louisville and Miami, where the company has contracts. Adidas says it knows nothing about these actions. Louisville says it's cooperating with the investigation. Warren Levinson, New York.
And that's the sports. The forecast for Belleville today: partly cloudy with 40% chance of showers this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 10. Thursday, mainly sunny, high of 19. It's 12:10. At 12:10, it's 25 degrees. QNET News on air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan McClelland. QNET News on 91X next at 1.